I've just realised the clocks go forward this week. Fall back, spring forward. Yes. And I'm not sure how the girls are going to take this. When the clocks went back, they were just like, oh, okay, you're feeding us an hour early. Nah. So when the clock's going forward, they are going to expect food an hour early, which is not good. They're not getting it, mind. excuse me. Actually, Siri has been pretty good recently because I leave the cat flap open, she comes and goes as she wishes. This morning she couldn't get back in, but at least she can come and go. So she's a bit less inclined to poke me at 7 o'clock and go, "I love you. Can I have food now, please?" And at the same time, Isis just kind of sits there, top of the stairs, laughing. It's quite fun. Bless her tiny heart. Yeah, so I'm not quite sure how they're going to approach the time change. I do ideally want to try and get my mother to feed them at set times in the day. 9 and 5 would be great, and maybe a bit of supper around 9 o'clock. The problem is with the girls, they don't work like that. They're very kind of, "You're up, great, morning, feed us." Regardless of whether it's half an hour early, and if it's half an hour late, well, there's hell to pay. I think they're kind of excited, actually. Sarah keeps coming and sitting on me and purring loudly. But, yeah, bless them. They're going to have fun. I can't tell if the same is said for my mother, though. Excuse me. I don't get it, because she occasionally looks after my brother's bunny rabbit, Basil. Now, Basil has been basically in exile since Immy was born, because, small children and lop-eared bunny rabbits. Well, they're not the best combination. And Basil is not a violent creature, he's just a bit skittish. And she adores Basil. She sort of takes him whenever they go away, and, she really adores him because he's low maintenance. He hops around the living room. He's kind of toilet trained. And yeah, she hates my cats. They're clean, they wash themselves, they don't crap on the carpet. Most of the time, looking at you, Sari. They are pretty low maintenance. They don't smell, although she insists they do. And they're very kind of, quiet and affectionate. But she just seems to think that they smell and they make noise and they make fuss and, it's like having a small child, and it is, but well, bunnies rank lower than kitties. Kitties are lovely. Bunnies are just kind of stupid. But hopefully, come the end of it, she will have a change of heart. At the very least, if she has a change of heart in the respect of Isis, I'd be happy. Because Isis is just no trouble. She doesn't do anything, she just sits. She's chilled and quiet. It's Sari that insists on doing everything now, or going out, or whatever else, So, yeah. But hopefully, she shall come to love my little angel. And hopefully, they won't be too pissed off at me when I get back.